There is some confusion and some hysteria following the first impact of the war news here. Full realization of what war means has yet to come. Negro opinion has been varied, and a great amount of concern has been expressed over the Negro's place in the defense. But now that the country needs all of its citizens, and Negroes are anxious to take their place in a democratic effort to defend democracy, we have here some Nashville citizens to express their reactions to the first war news. The first person you will hear is the Reverend W.J. Faulkner, Congregational Minister and President of the Nashville Branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
This sudden and unfortunate attack of the Japanese on our country has revealed in stark outline a tragic attitude of unpreparedness and selfish indifference on our part to the real dangers confronting our nation and our democratic way of life. Too long have we been divided at home, while we have been dissipating our vast strength and straining our national unity through labor conflicts and class bickerings, and in practices of stupid and costly racial discriminations, our enemies have conspired to destroy us. I earnestly hope that at last we have become struck wide awake to the real threats to our national safety at home and abroad, and that we will be galvanized into effective action by uniting all of our people and resources on a basis of equality into one invincible army of patriots who will work for the triumph of Christian democracy and brotherhood throughout the world.
The next person you will hear speak is Miss Fady France, native of Denver, Colorado, YWCA secretary in Nashville.
Japan's aggression was an expected act. We must take into consideration Japanese ruthless aggression toward China throughout the past 4 years and concede the fact that Japan is an aggressive nation. However, this particular act was not entirely of Japanese making. This war situation had to reach a head soon. The United States was bound to enter this war. Just what the fuse was to be was the only uncertain factor. Rather than Japan's aggression, I would say, Japan's obedience to instigated commands by the Axis powers. As so many others who were not active participants or witnesses of the last world war, the actual horror or seriousness of combat has not dawned on me as yet, just a mild excitement that naturally comes with mass action, the usual response of an individual to group psychology. Because of this follows my reaction to Japan. Being just another of the uninformed masses, I have a feeling of resentment toward Japan for her treacherous, sly attack on the United States. Words and thoughts put into my mouth by radio news commentators and writers of newspaper articles. Yet an actual hatred for Japan herself does not exist within me. She is the tool of stronger powers. My resentment is definitely directed toward them. I impatiently await the finish of Japan so that the Axis powers, the motivating factors for this recent aggression, can be stopped in their murderous attempts to thwart the cause of democracy and liberty, their greedy attempts to rule the world and resources of all countries. My faith and belief in the superiority of the United States is childlike in its entirety, even though the treatment of minority groups has been and is still unfair. My loyalty to my country is unlimited and unbounded.